Another strong quake has struck northern Japan. Thousands of people are already displaced from their homes after the deadliest earthquake in 9 years hit Saturday. At least 21 people were counted dead yesterday and more than 2,000 injured after the quake and a series of aftershocks set off landslides, destroying homes and cutting off power. Earlier today, we spoke with reporter Lucy Kraft from Tokyo. She described the area that had already been hit.
It's a very rural area, very mountainous. Japan is a very seismically active country, has a lot of earthquakes. The upside of that is it's a good place to go to a hot spring resort. Obviously, the downside of it is you never know when you're going to be stuck at the hot spring resort because of an earthquake.
Now, this is the biggest earthquake since the one that hit Kobe, Japan in 1995, but I guess it's less populated.
Yes, Kobe is a major port city. It's in the area of western Japan that's very close to Osaka and Kyoto. So that's the second largest metropolitan area. But this area, again, as you said, is up in the mountains. There's a lot of little villages there, so much less industry and commercial base and population base to be hit.
But this does come, I understand, on the heels of a deadly typhoon season in Japan?
Yes, we've had huge number of typhoons this year. We've had 10 this season. It's just been one rainy day after another. And this has left a very wet soil and has exacerbated the damage that has been caused by this earthquake. We've seen a lot of scenes on TV. There was one car overturned covered in mud, a lot of homes covered in mud, a lot of roads rendered impassable, and hence cutting off lots of these little villages.
This must be stretching the government's relief efforts.
This has been played several ways. One of the newspapers was quite critical of the way the government's been handling it. But you'd have to say that compared to the fumbling efforts that came after the Kobe earthquake, where the prime minister went and he wasn't even notified until quite some time after the earthquake hit, this time the crisis management center that was set up by the government swung into action quite fast. And within minutes, they were able to start sending help to this area, which is not on the beaten track.
I've read there are some 130,000 people without power because of this quake. What can you tell us about that?
When the quake hit, a lot of what the Japanese are calling their lifeline, gas, electricity, the whole power grid was cut off to a lot of homes. Also, the gas and utility companies have deliberately installed shutoff valves to prevent leakage of gas. So if there's a lot of shaking going on, then the power a lot of times will be automatically cut off. What this means is some people had no way to keep warm, and a lot of people were going into their cars and keeping the engine running and just stuffing their family into the car. But then there's no way to refuel, so that doesn't last you very long. So that people were really in a bad way. They had no way to keep warm.
Any idea when the power might be back?
No, and in fact, there's no end in sight, really, for the discomfort that these residents are suffering. They're saying that there are going to be continuing aftershocks. There's a very strong chance that there'll be another strong quake in the next few days. And compounded with that, if the area gets hit with any more rain, there's going to be more mudslides. So the residents over there are really bracing for an uncomfortable next few days.
Reporter Lucy Kraft spoke to us from Tokyo. Thank you.
You're welcome.